This is our continuing coverage in the trial of Adam Montgomery, the weapons trial. Adam Montgomery, the father of Harmony Montgomery, standing trial on charges unrelated to his daughter's presumed death. That trial coming up in fall. Let's go to the courtroom for segment number one of day number two in this trial.
Well, it's, you know, it's one of these cases that I think everyone is concerned that her significant other, who they're not actually married, but they do have children together, is connected with her disappearance. Mm-hmm. That's, of course, the undertone, the elephant in the room on this particular case. She disappeared. There is absolutely, really not a viable trace of her. They keep looking at waterways. There's a lot of speculation as to whether, did she take her life? Did something nefarious happen with her significant other being behind it? I think that's where most people are leaning. But unfortunately, this is one of these cases that just doesn't have a smoking gun or really even a good trail of breadcrumbs, as we've seen in many other cases. And so obviously, from the search efforts, we know that law enforcement believes she is in one of those waterways. That's clear that that's their focus. But it's a case that we just don't have a lot of evidence.
Obviously, everyone's looking for, you know, the finger to point at somebody for the boogeyman in this, and they may or may not be somewhere. Something like this, where it is so cold and there's not a lot of breadcrumbs, if any, including those that, you know, the obvious suspects, the significant other and such, everyone wants to look at. But if that's not really pointing much up and nothing's really pointing much up, could we be looking at a case here where maybe she took her own life, went off somewhere one day, or something accidentally happened to her, or does this point to more foul play in what we know about her personality and her life?
Well, both are going to be strongly considered, Tony, and I really do believe that law enforcement, although they have a lid on this, I believe law enforcement has some sort of idea and way they're going. This is really a case where we just don't, as the public, have any meat on the bone, mm-hmm. really in either direction, other than something is leading them toward these waterways. So I think that is significant. But what's really, you know, sticks out to me is they've done quite a job of keeping the lid on it, on what they're looking at and where the compass needle is pointing. Other than Tony, you recall, the children mm-hmm. have been taken away from him. They went in there and they got them. And really, in my opinion, with kind of flimsy reasoning, he didn't have a car seat for one of them. And, you know, it's pretty flimsy. And when I see something like that, to me, it looks like they are looking at him. They do have concerns and they don't want those children in harm's way. Mm-hmm. That's what it speaks to me. So I think the direction of the case, Tony, isn't really suicide. I think they have to consider that, but I think they're looking at the significant other.
And not doing anything yet because maybe they don't have enough evidence to make an arrest at this point, or what would be holding them back on something like that?
That's exactly right. They don't have enough evidence to take him in. Oftentimes in these cases, there's a placeholder, right? Sometimes, for example, if you look at the Adam Montgomery case, he right now is going to trial on weapons charges.
Yes.
But he's also charged with her murder, Harmony Montgomery, his daughter's bludgeoning and murder. And so, but they always had that placeholder with him because they found other crimes they could put him in for why they developed the big case, remember, which took months and months and months. Yeah. I think it's the situation here is they don't have a placeholder. This isn't, a career criminal like Adam Montgomery was.
Yeah.
So there's no placeholder.
And we'll just have to wait to see if they ever do develop enough then to make an arrest. If they found a body, if they do end up finding her remains, is that, I mean, on the surface enough to make an arrest? Now we know, we would then know officially that she is dead. Or would they still need more pieces and true pieces to connect a suspect to the body itself?
Well, a body is crucial because if they find that body, Tony, they're most likely going to be able to say whether this was suicide or whether it was homicide or accidental. I mean, the ME is going to make a determination. And once that determination is made, they can go forward. In other words, if it is a homicide, if that's what's ruled, death to another by another, then you bet that's going to bolster at least the fact that they have a homicide on their hands, certainly, and that will help bolster their case. And specifically, oftentimes they know exactly how it happened. Not always, but if it was a gun involved, they're going to know that quite likely, depending on the remains they find. They're going to be able to make so many more determinations, and that's why you can see clearly their focus is on finding her. Mm-hmm.
That wraps up segment number one in our coverage of the Adam Montgomery weapons trial. There's more to come. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of it. Tony Bruschi, stay with us.